Ephraim. Now, if you go back into the story of Gideon, you'll remember when Gideon was given a call to arms, let all of Israel come and fight the battle of the Lord, that Ephraim was jealous. Why didn't you call us first? Why weren't we at the forefront of the battle? And this envying that was going on between Gideon and Ephraim is part of the story of Gideon. And Sister White speaks about what's being illustrated here in Isaiah 10. You can find this in the supplement to early writings on page 86. It says this: "The view that the Lord had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people on page 74 refers only to the union and strength once existing among those looking for Christ and the fact that he'd began to unite and to raise up his people again." And this stretching out of his hand the second time in Isaiah 11, when the envy of Ephraim and Judah was to be dissolved, Sister White says, is talking about a unity that will come into God's people at the end of the world, and there isn't going to be any envy between brother and brother. This Sunday law issue is going to purify the church, and those that remain are no longer going to be striving for position. And this is part of the promise, and in Isaiah 10, this is part of the information that's conveyed from the story of Gideon. Now, let's look more closely at the Assyrian in chapter 10, verses 12 and 14 of Isaiah. "Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his work upon Mount Zion and upon Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks, for he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I put down the inhabitants like a valiant man, and my hand hath found the nest, as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, I have gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped." We see this haughty Assyrian here, bragging that he's gathered all the earth. And all the earth is going to get gathered by him through the Sunday law issue. They're all going to take sides. They're either going to take side on the Sunday law issue or stand for the Sabbath. And you'll notice the use of his hand when you study the passages in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy that concern the role the papacy plays. This hand symbolizes him bringing people under control. When Sister White speaks about the hand of the papacy, she says, the Protestants of